This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you a month or so ago, I think, that the company formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts would henceforth drop the donuts and work on building its brand as a beverage-first company. We learned today that Dunkin' is going to be brewing lattes and cappuccinos and Americanos at its 9,200 stores by the holidays. So from WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has the pivot to coffee.
Dunkin' franchises have had to put in a lot of work in the company's pivot to fancier coffee. Dunkin' already makes espresso drinks, but Mike Sapone has had to train employees at 49 Dunkin' restaurants in the Pittsburgh area to blend drinks and steam milk with new Swiss espresso machines.
It hasn't been as difficult as it would seem, and mainly because, for the most part, we're just really changing a couple of steps in the process.
Earlier this year, the company invested $100 million into its business, much of that on improving espresso drinks, says Scott Murphy, chief operating officer at Dunkin'. And
I'd say our franchisees are actually investing even more than that number.
Coffee already accounts for more than 50% of sales at some Dunkin' locations. Spencer Turr, an analyst who follows the coffee industry, says Dunkin' is going for an even bigger piece of the growing coffee business.
Dunkin' has always been viewed as kind of the everyday, everyman's coffee, where Starbucks has been viewed more of an upscale destination.
As Dunkin' prepares to take on Starbucks, step one was dropping the word donuts from its name, says Peter Boatwright at Carnegie Mellon.
They're still going to sell donuts, but this allows them to emphasize a new direction for a new era.
Dunkin' has a lot of room to grow. It recorded $860 million in sales last year, while Starbucks reported $22 billion. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.